Welcome to Morsi Therapy. And I do apologize for the earlier broadcast, which we had technical difficulties. No sound. I did not check the sound. I hadn't ran the podcast in a couple weeks. And the reason I haven't been on Morsi Therapy, well, not the only reason, but one of the reasons I haven't been on Morsi Therapy, about 3 weeks ago, roughly, I had a guest interview on another podcast, and the computer, for the first time, my computer that I normally used, my laptop, froze up. I was having issues with it. Let me check this one. Okay. And what it would do, it would heat up, and it would tend to, let me do it like this. There we go. It would tend to get really hot on the bottom, I guess where the CPU is, and would cause it to glitch and freeze up. So, yeah, that is the reason for now we have a new computer. Had to go out and buy a new one, pay a little bit of money. I hate coming off my money, but, yeah, it is what it is. If I want to continue doing what I'm doing. So, yeah. Anyway, so we got it fixed, got a new computer. This one doesn't heat up at all. I can have up to 10 guests. And, well, there you go. So the reason for this podcast is to kind of update you on some things, kind of where I want to go moving forward with the podcast. And, yeah. I know it seems like I'm out of breath because I am. I was moving around and my wife went to listen to my earlier podcast from about maybe less than an hour ago, and it had no sound. So for whatever reason, I don't know if it needed a, not really an update or whatever. All I did was disconnect the sound plug and then plugged it back in and it worked perfect. So now there it is, identifying it. Everything is good to go. I didn't even check to see. Yeah, okay, yeah. Everything's good to go. No noise-canceling issue there. But anyway, so moving forward, in order to collect my thoughts, a lot of times I will, step over my own words, forget what I'm going to say, can't remember everything I'm going to say. So sometimes I tend to blog. Here lately I've been blogging. Not blogging. I guess blogging would refer to me as me actually putting on online. It's not online. I've been making notes in my computer, my daily thoughts with titles and stuff like that. I'm looking into eventually moving a lot of that stuff into a book form to write my own book. Not thinking I'm going to, make a killing or make anything actually off of it, but it would be something I would definitely like to check off my list for sure of things I want to do. So moving forward, on this podcast, I wrote everything down and it seems like I'll be reading. Yes, I do, or am not that great at actually reading, but I'm going to read everything that I've wrote and that'll pretty much be the podcast. So moving forward, I tend to have more podcasts. And so here's, some of what I wrote, if I can get all this down, and yes, so just bear with my reading skills. So, I wrote, the fear of not being good enough or speaking correctly or having the right things to say has kept me paralyzed from doing things that I love. Morsi Therapy podcast. Growing my podcast, and do I ever think that this will turn into something big? No. I'm not downplaying it, so I won't be disappointing, but rather being honest, that is therapy for me. This podcast, and I'm going to kind of hold it, stop it right at that where now I've done lost my place. Going, this is actually therapy for me. It's something I love doing. this started way back with another podcast. A friend of mine, me and a friend of mine do another podcast. And it started back in 2020. And my main thing was, previous to that, I had a lot of issues communicating with people in general. I would kind of, every little thing would, you know, I was nervous, shy, didn't know how to express words correctly, maybe even get nervous and stutter. Not really stutter like an actual stutter, but, you know, kind of stumble over my words. And this was to help me get out of that. Now, being on a podcast at first, being behind a microphone, was actually nerve-wracking, believe it or not. Even though it's you and somebody you know behind a microphone, getting used to the simple fact of you talking to nobody that's there, pretty much like I'm doing now. Can you spell? Thanks, Chad. What are you talking about me spelling? I must have misspelled something wrong. I can always correct it if you'll put it in there. Thanks, Chad. I appreciate that. But anyway, so moving forward, I have gotten a little bit better at speaking, talking to people. But moving, let me finish out the statement here, or my little paragraph that I put. Let's see. Okay, yes, I have a main objective that's always been and never changed, and that is to point people to Christ. Now, is that the only thing that I want to talk about? No. I do want to talk about my other interests, such as crypto, drums, what's going on in my life, movies, almost like a, and I get this from somebody that I used to watch, and I don't know if it was the same time, and that's mainly what inspired me to podcast, is watching a YouTuber, Casey Neistat, do like a daily vlog. And I was actually quite taken by that as far as the whole process of doing that. And always wanted to do it, but I found it really strange holding the phone up and talking to a phone by myself. I guess it's kind of like podcasting, you know, being behind a microphone, getting you out of your norm, out of that shell to do something that you're uncomfortable with. And this is basically what this is doing for Morsi Therapy. It's making me break that cycle to where I feel less uncomfortable, being with myself, talking, with myself rather than having somebody to bounce stuff off of. But anyway, moving forward on that. So, you know, I'll be talking about drones. I'll be talking about crypto, what's going on in my life, movies, almost like every other, I don't know. I don't want to put myself out there and say it's going to be every other day, but it's going to be several times a week. I actually want to do this podcast more than what I'm doing now. And possibly even helping people not to make the same mistakes that I have. My relationship with God is a big part of my life. But I do like a wide range of things. Moving forward, I will be talking about my interest, including the most importantly, my relationship with Jesus Christ, my Lord. My goal is to do this so much that I get comfortable so that at any given time, any given moment, that I won't have that fear or that doubt that plays a role pretty much with me right now. To where that will get in my head and keep me from doing a podcast. It kind of sometimes plays in my head, and I'm like, you know what? Let me do something else. Let me, you know, just give up for that day and be lazy. But I don't want that to play a role any longer, so this is what I want to do. I want to do it so much that I am comfortable with it. So that's my plans moving forward. It'll be a wide range of topics, even probably some guest interview. I really want to grow in regards. This thing keeps messing up, so my thing. Okay, let me read. I want it to grow in regards of getting more comfortable and more episodes and possibly even another podcast, which is something I really haven't openly acknowledged that is a possibility, but possibly down the road, maybe doing some other things, maybe doing some other collaborations. But I'm excited. I'm excited about moving forward on this podcast. I'm excited to, you know, even if it's like little clips, like tomorrow, I wouldn't mind going on right before I leave for church and, you know, giving everybody a thumbs up, saying hello, happy Sunday, and just pretty much kind of almost like a vlog, but in streaming. And I may occasionally try to, on YouTube and Facebook, try to do a kind of a phone vlog. I don't know how successful I'm going to be at that or how weird I'm going to be, but bottom line is I'm not going to let my stumbling or my fear of not being good enough on a podcast or doing a podcast no longer hinder me moving forward. So with that being said, I plan on changing the way I do podcasting from here on out. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate anybody that does listen to this or watch this. And I will catch you on the next podcast.